I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Creating art is typically a solitary activity. For Blackhawk College students this spring, it was more isolating than usual as they worked together, while apart, to produce a 36-page art magazine. Art Fusion magazine is published every other year by and for visual communication students at Blackhawk College. It features essays, digital drawing, photography, painting, and other student works. When the college's production and pre-press class went completely online in mid-March because of COVID-19, creating the collaborative full-color publication became a challenge. That's according to art professor Zyga Thorson.
So I think that was one of the things the students really missed, was not being able to at least meet in person to brainstorm ideas. But they all had already given each other their cell phone numbers, and they were communicating that way.
Thorson wrote in the magazine introduction that in her 21-year Blackhawk teaching career, this was the hardest Art Fusion edition to design.
Well, I think part of what's lost is just the camaraderie, you know, in communicating with the students. They really just miss being with each other. And what's always so wonderful is, you know, I instruct and show them how to do things and they come up with ideas, but just the ease of being able to bounce ideas off of each other. It just seemed that things were, you know, certainly much more cumbersome. You didn't get that immediate feedback, and they learn so much from each other. They really do. I just love it when students in a classroom aren't coming to me, but they're bouncing ideas off of each other and making suggestions. And that's, you know, it's just wonderful when they are making the learning happen. And it was just a really great group of students.
Thorson tried to keep the work lighthearted and use humor, and that's where the new title of the magazine came from. One of the students said, well, it feels more like art confusion right now, and they agreed. The front and back cover art includes some pandemic references. Students installed Adobe software on their home computers and posted work in an online content management system. One 19-year-old Abigail Conkerson of East Moline was more comfortable working from home since she was homeschooled during high school.
I would say overall it was a really positive experience. The hardest part was definitely communication, specifically with other students that we were supposed to work with. But Zyga, she was really patient and responsive, and she really, you know, I was really happy with how she handled everything as the instructor. And my favorite part, honestly, was working on things by myself. It was really, it was almost like I was reverting back to homeschool in a way. It was a comfort zone thing for me.
Conkerson contributed a 4-page spread she wrote and designed on legendary graphic designer Saul Bass, as well as two artworks, a digital image and a painting with watercolor and colored pencils influenced by the current pandemic. She said students were pleased with the finished product.
Considering, you know, what we had to work with and the obstacles that were put in place, I am super happy with it, especially because a lot of the other students that we were working with, they, you know, had a lot of things on their plate. They had to work. They had to do other things. Some of them have kids or have to babysit and stuff, and so they were really bombarded with a lot of things during this time, and they still got their stuff done, and it looks really great.
Thorson says the students learned patience, perseverance, and cooperation in these unique circumstances.
You and I have had enough life experience to know that life doesn't always go as planned, and that with some creativity and problem solving, we could still make things work.
And you can see the magazine at bhc.edu/artfusion2020. I'm Herb Trix.